Alpine Town Councilman Jeremy Larson joining us over the phone today. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. How about yourself?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate the time, and thank you for joining us and giving us our monthly report from the town of Alpine this morning. Let's start with town council last night. Sounds like maybe utilities were part of the discussion again yesterday with the town council.
Yeah, we're still kind of deep into figuring out our sewer and water and discussing those as far as either rate increases or just how to better organize. Right now, we just started our radio read meter program for our water. And so we've only had a couple, 3 months of getting data in from that. And we're really looking to get a solid kind of 6 to 8 months of data before we kind of make any decisions with water. And then and sewer, we're looking at other options. Unfortunately, it looks like we may have to raise rates on sewer, which I don't like to do. Nobody on the council likes to do. The mayor doesn't like to do. Unfortunately, that's kind of where things are at in the economy of things going up, and it costs us more. And unfortunately, we have to kind of keep the wheel turning, so to speak. But we're still looking at it. We really are thankful for, we've had a lot of community come in and instead of just complaining, actually put forward ideas and help us out there. We're always looking for solutions. By all means, we do not know all and welcome productive solutions to any issues that we have within town. So we're still working on that.
Absolutely. So if that rate increase were to go into effect, Jeremy, do you know how much of an increase that would be at this point, or is that still to be determined?
That's still to be determined. Yeah. But we've got a couple more things that we're looking at and trying to keep it as minimal impact as possible, but still to be determined.
Alpine Town Councilman Jeremy Larson on the weekday wake up this morning. Jeremy, anything else from last night's town council you'd like to report on?
Not really. We were just kind of getting our schedules together for the coming 2026 year. One thing that was brought up was just all the activities, and that's kind of where we've got a lot going on, just like most of the communities right now, the holiday season going on. I'd kind of like to give a recap on, we had a excellent Thanksgiving dinner last week. The town puts on a Thanksgiving dinner for anybody who wants to come or who would like delivery service. There were over 270 meals served, including deliveries and leftovers taken. So that's a record for us. Each year it seems to be getting bigger and bigger and really turns out to be a community event. We had about $1,400 was raised for the Alpine Food Bank. And then just really like to give a huge thank you to Top of the Rockies, their volunteers who cooked and served and cleaned. We couldn't do it without them. Alpine Fire and Star Valley EMS, they did all the deliveries for the meals. They do that every year. So not only thank you for delivering the meals, but any standing by for any emergencies over the holiday season. They're integral to our communities, and we thank them a lot. A huge and special thank you to Justin Fritz and Alana Horton. They go above and beyond and really, really make this event happen. It was a huge success, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say it really is such a great tradition in Alpine, and it does. It takes a whole community to pull it off, and very, very cool. Again, Jeremy Larson this morning, Alpine Town Council on the weekday wake up. Jeremy, you also represent the council on the Alpine Travel and Tourism Board, so while we have you on the air, wanted to ask you about that and have you speak to that. Just remind our listeners the purpose of the Travel and Tourism Board and kind of your focus with the projects and what you guys do.
Yeah. So Alpine Travel and Tourism Board, our focus, it's based from lodging tax dollars that, so if you book a hotel, motel, Airbnb, RV, guide service within the incorporated boundaries of the town of Alpine, you pay an extra 1% on your lodging tax. Statewide, it's 5%. So those who have a lodging tax set in place, it's either an extra 1 or 2 percent. Town of Alpine, we just have it as 1%. That way, we're able to get monies directly back to our community. So we don't keep all the 6%. We keep essentially 2 out of the 6% that's charged, and that comes directly back to the town of Alpine. And we use that. State statute has us use that for the promotional efforts to promote the town of Alpine, to bring tourists in. We've with the precedent of other communities over the last 5 years, it's kind of gotten a, not so much as a pushback, but a balance of promotion, but also of helping out the community. So you have, because the community votes this in, it's not a permanent, the 1% is not a permanent tax. The community votes it in every 4 years, and for us that'll be 2026. So, you know, we want to show that not only are we promoting Alpine, but we're also giving back to the community. And so grants that we've had in the past have been a fireworks show for 4th of July, Mountain Days events here in the town of Alpine, Winter Jubilee, the Trout Unlimited banquet in the spring. We've done several projects with Star Valley Arts and have an art projects from summer and winter. And then Alpine Trails and Pathways, our winter grooming for cross-country on the lake bed. This year we have releasing a groomer for the town of Alpine so we can connect the grays to McCoy Creek. That's been since the widening of 89, kind of lost that connection to McCoy Creek, and so we have a grant to try and rebuild that connection. And we meet generally in the springtime. We take open applications from January 1 to March 15, and then we generally have 3 readings after that because our fiscal year starts July 1 to June 30th. So there is a bit of planning involved if you want to put in an application. You kind of have to think ahead. So say if you have events going on for this time next year in the winter, you'd want to put in an application now, that January 1 to March 15 date. But it's a board of 3, and we're pretty community-minded, and we kind of want to, you know, we try and choose the best applications for what will kind of fit that promotion, but also really come back to help the community.
That's Alpine Town Council member Jeremy Larson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Jeremy, appreciate your time. Thank you for the update. Anything else we missed you wanted to touch on today?
No, we just have quite a few events coming up, from Santa this weekend to line dancing to bingo. So always something going on around the holidays. You can always find more information going to Alpine, Town of Alpine website, and look there, or call the town, and they can get you filled in.
Jeremy Larson, Alpine Town Council. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.